This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the broadcast here on a Toxic Tuesday in DFW. General at your service, Eddie's. There's Broadus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75, and Fitzhugh keeping the Gators down best he can, fixing to go five flawless. You have Wolchuk and Schiafalo in the house, reunited once again, and Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us on YouTube and Twitch, and you can text into the show on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Just leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous. It's another four-hour show tonight. Rangers baseball coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll have Jonah Heim joining us at 3:20 for the Rangers player show. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the game tonight. And hopefully some offensive production is... They were frozen out. I think that's the best way to say it. In Chicago, 7-0 the final. Evaldi, velocity was down a couple of miles per hour. I mean, you can imagine. Have fun trying to pitch when it's, you know, cold enough to be snowing. I think it's weird. You know, the probably Major League Baseball needs to do something about this. You know, we're having games and weather bad weather situations.
Dude, these guys came out there in hoodies. I mean, yeah. Leody's got a hoodie on. They got the skull caps on. Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, they're playing in the tundra right now.
Sandler looked like he was ready to go skiing in the post game.
Did he have earmuffs?
I thought he had earmuffs on.
Or were those his headphones?
There was a lot of clothes.
There was. I don't think he had enough clothes. He was probably looking for an extra an extra jacket, maybe some mittens, some gloves. I mean,
see, this
all
is,
the layers.
This is where you become friends with the equipment guy.
Yeah.
Like, you never want to mess with two people in the organization. Everybody else you'll F with. Two people.
The equipment guy.
Two people. The equipment guy and the ticket guy.
So, you know, equipment guy has access to all the team official gear?
Yeah. Like if you're struggling, you got no rain gear.
Yeah.
But, you know, you forgot to pack it or whatever. You know, you go to your equipment guy and you go, hey, listen, man. He goes, oh, hey, what size you wear? Okay, great. Thanks. And then just give it back to them at the end of the day. Or if they're really super cool, like the ones we have here in Dallas, man, just keep it.
That's yours now.
Keep it for next time.
Keep it.
Keep it for next time.
You can have that one.
So, yeah, if you don't want to make the equipment guy or the ticket guy mad.
Well, one way or another, Sandler had a great hat on last night. Looked brand new.
Did he have a stocking cap? I didn't see the print.
It was. He's getting
was it
the
a Ranger
perks.
One?
He's
it
getting
looked
the
like
gear.
It. It was Ranger colored, but there was so much going on, I couldn't find a logo.
Okay, see, I told him. I gave him the advice. Matter of fact, I asked him because I gave him the Green Bay Packer how to keep the feet warm.
Uh-huh.
He said he did that. Feet were fine.
Nice.
With the Vaseline on the toes. He says his hands were brutal. His hands were bad.
I'm surprised he didn't have gloves.
And he lost his stocking hat, he said, while walking around in Chicago.
Oh, hey, wow.
Went in the Windy City. He probably put it in his pocket when it warmed up.
It fell off, so somebody's wearing it right now. But I said, bro, just go to the equipment guy, be super nice, and he'll give you a hat.
Well,
I was disappointed last night to get home and see the Rangers were already down, and then Garabito comes in and makes it worse. But, you know, the Major League Baseball has not had a colder start since 2021. I think it is, you know, relevant. You're in Texas. It had been warming up, so our bodies are starting to get used to warmer weather, and then you're plunged back into that cold. You know, I just don't know if last night's game counts. It was the coldest game of Bochy's 4,000 career games as a skipper.
Isn't that insane?
And he managed in San Francisco, too, which is pretty wild.
In San Diego. So we're talking warm weather.
But he said he played in some games back in the day in Calgary when he was in the minor leagues that were actually colder. But as a skipper, it's as cold as it's been.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked brutal. Everybody looked uncomfortable. Except in the eighth inning there, Josh Young still, they're up 7-0. Young's still in the game, and he should be back tonight. I can't wait for the lineups to come out. Hopefully Young's got the juice for him.
Yes.
The Jungle Cat's ready. He looked like he was nice and warm. Then Marcus Semien was eating a cookie because his day was done by the end of the eighth inning. But they got to do better. More than three hits, guys. And the lefty got us, all right? Two lefties they've played this year. It hasn't gone well.
I was going to say, speaking of uniform guys or equipment guys, they need to go get the heated vest from Amazon. You know, get a jersey a half size too big and put that vest on underneath, or maybe get the vest a size too small and get that thing locked. That thing will keep you toasty now. That's going to keep your core temperature 98.6.
The scuba suit. The scuba suit underneath.
Like Scuba Steve?
Yeah,
but the vest keeps the arms open. I guess you could do a tank top wetsuit.
Well,
I know they do that in football when it gets super cold.
Yeah, you ever see like when you go to SeaWorld and like the trainers there, they always got the kind of, but I think with these guys with the full, like you're pushing the bobsled.
Yeah.
That suit where it's
treat it like you're going skiing in the Rockies.
Yeah, but you use it like everything so there's no skin exposed. I think that's what maybe some of these baseball players, the pitcher for the Yankees yesterday, I forgot who it was, he had on tights, but he had the kind of tights where it zips all the way down his ankle. So you could see like the zipper, but he had the zipper coming out of the bottom of his pants. But he had no sleeves on. He went out there yesterday.
Gave up six runs or whatever.
Yeah, no sleeves at all, like trying to be tough guy. And then,
Rodon? Was it Rodon?
It was Rodon. fell apart.
I mean, it'd be tough as a middle infielder because you got to be so quick and have range, and you don't want anything that's going to impact your ability to move.
Well, what you need, though, I think the most important thing is keeping your hands warm.
Yeah.
But you got the glove. I would wear the quarterback pouch.
There you go.
In front with the heat, with the packs in it. And then, keep my hand in it, and then make sure it's tight enough to where when I'm moving around, feeling the ball, it doesn't get in the way.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to, you could move it around to the back, your back.
You could.
And then bring it back when you need it.
I wonder if baseball won't let them. Because that's a no-brainer right there to have one of those quarterback pouches.
Yeah, I would absolutely have the quarterback pouch out there if it was me.
Just for your one hand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're standing there waiting on the ball and the pitch, and then you take your hand out of the pouch and be ready.
I'd get like a specialized batting glove for my glove hand, slide that baby in there. I'm good on that one. Go pouch with the other. Now I'm keeping that arm ready and ready to rock.
I might go full-time pouch. Just to have a little snack in the outfield.
There you go.
Maybe a little hand warmer in there.
Yeah, you know, you could do all kinds of stuff. Put some tater tots.
A little snack in the outfield.
Put some sunflower seeds in there. Keep me putting on a show for the fans out there in the outfield.
Junior bacon cheeseburger in the pouch.
Chief's going to break out that baked potato the other day.
Oh, my dear God. Is that chicken nuggets this guy's pulling out of his pocket?
Where'd you get those nuggets? Is that a hot dog? Yeah, it's a bucket dog.
Get this guy mic'd up.
He got a pouch dog.
Pouch dog.
Well, if you thought 193 was low, how about a 3-for-30 night to drive it down to 184?
We're going the right way.
9 points lower than the second worst team, which is the Braves, by the way, for batting average. And it's
the
very
Braves
early.
Won a game yet?
They got the Marlins. So that was good for them.
Yeah.
I think Bankford's their fifth best hitter right now at .216.
Yeah.
So Corbin making his Rangers debut tonight. Hopefully the weather is more survivable. I don't know. It's gonna be 33 again. It's gonna be cold enough to snow again.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's game, kind of up in the air. But we're planning on 12:30 pregame tomorrow afternoon with us coming on about 4 o'clock or so. That's the plan right
now. 1:20 first pitch.
Praying for it, as a matter of fact. Might have our first snow delay theater. Are we still doing that? Do you do snow delay theater?
You know, with the new format, who knows? I'm assuming. What else are they going to do? They're on the network, so you got to do snow delay.
Yeah, and now you're on television as well, so you have different elements that you can work in. I mean, I'd think they get some man on the streets with some freezing fans.
Can they have us jump in and do the G-Bag Nation while the network still cranks out what they need to crank out for the affiliates?
Don't think so.
Wow.
That'd be unfortunate. I would love to get in here and do as much of a full show as possible tomorrow if Chicago can't handle baseball. But I'm serious. MLB should do something about this. If you want to play up there without a dome, fine. You're not getting any games in April.
Well, that's what they're doing to Tampa right now. Yep. Tampa's playing all early season games. Matter of fact, they just got back home. They got four straight series that they're playing at home.
So there's precedent for it.
So they're trying to prevent rainouts in Tampa. So they're playing all their games early, and then Tampa's about to go on the road for a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, but this is horrible, you know, and it's unfitting of professional sports in 2025. I'll give you the opening day series. Okay, we'll risk it for 3 days in the month of April. If you want to be north of, say, Illinois and not have a dome, you're taking it into your own chances. And we're not going to sacrifice for it.
But what about the home field advantage? Isn't that where that comes into play? Like, that's what you get. And unless the sport is different, because obviously in football, it's like, yeah, you're dang right, we're the Buffalo Bills when we have a game at home in December. So if I'm the Cubs, wouldn't I be trying to feel the exact same way about that? I mean, we're not going to go to, back in the day, we're not going to go to the ballpark in Arlington in the summertime because it's just an absolute beating.
We're built for this in the cold for the Cubbies.
Cubs didn't look to have a problem with it.
They did not have a problem with it, dude. They couldn't wait when they saw the look on the frozen Ranger faces walking out.
So you're saying as soon as that airplane landed there at Chicago Midway, that the door opened, we were beat?
Just put the L in the column.
We're about to get swept? Is that what you're saying?
I think there's a real chance. Who are we throwing out on the pump today? Our guy that had
Corbin.
One. Yeah, old Corbin.
Yeah.
That could be tough. Especially with the offense doing what it's doing.
Chances are you're going to have to be able to score four or more runs to win with Corbin as your starter. And I don't know how I feel about the Rangers' chances of doing that, even if the weather was perfect. You know, but I do feel like we did our part taking the rest of the league out of the heat. Sorry, our bad. Go. We realized it was time to climb into 21st century pro sports with comfort.
They did us a favor. We weren't going out there with that sitting out there, and it's 104.
They did. I appreciate the stadium. You know, I don't appreciate the fake grass. Yeah. I think they could still have real grass, but everything else I love. Yeah. CY told us yesterday Corbin did a spring training at home basically, and he's like 35 years old, so he knows everything he had to do. So he just got a neighborhood catcher
at home.
Yeah, and that's why he's good to go already. Oh. He didn't need any minor league starts. He just threw a couple simulated games. He's like, yes, I told you, I'm good, guys. I've been doing spring training for the last 17 years of my life.
And knows what he's doing.
I've been giving up 4 or 5 runs a start for the last decade. You don't think I can do that again?
Hey, but I'm an innings eater, baby.
What do I look like to you? Why'd you sign me? Why'd you bring me here?
Yeah, innings eater. That's what I do.
That's what I do. You want innings eaten?
They I'll score, and I stay on the mound. That's my cheat code.
I'll give you the ball after the end of 6. We're probably going to be down 5, okay? But you won't have to use your bullpen.
Come on now.
For 2/3 of the game.
Call it a win.
How would you like to have that moniker?
I'm the innings eater. Don't look at the score. Just look how many innings I pitched.
Hey, Pops, what was your record? I was 2-75, but
I kept those bullpen arms fresh.
Hey, Dad, what kind of player were you?
That's his best skill.
Pretty good minor leaguer. Okay, so we'll find out about Josh Jung here a little bit later on. What time's the lineup get released? About 3 o'clock so?
Yeah, maybe like an hour or so. Trust me, I'll be on it. I'm watchdogging the hell out of this lineup release.
Jonah Heim joining us at 3:20, and Sandler's going to join us a little bit later on. Sad story out of the Dominican Republic. Nightclub. Had the roof collapse. Jeez. And 51-year-old former Astros pitcher Octavio Dotel was inside. He initially survived, and he was alive and transported to the hospital, but he died. 51 years old, former big league pitcher.
Yeah,
tragic.
You know, just having a good time, and the dang roof collapsed. Big NBA news at lunchtime. Mike Malone out as Nuggets coach, NBA champion in 2023. Calvin Booth out as Nuggets GM. They're 3-7 in their last 10. This is the latest firing ever for a playoff team. Is that what Hagee said?
Tied for the latest.
Tied.
I mean, but they could still be the 3 seed, you know?
Crazy.
And you're talking about a guy 10 years on the job. Did they owe him? I don't know. I don't know the whole story of maybe how ugly it got behind the scenes. And as I said during crosstalk, this is an edgy guy, you know? Yeah, it might have reached a point where he had sort of worn out his welcome and he wasn't, you know, doing what the organization. But when you fire him and Calvin Booth, that seems like a complete house cleaning. Who knows what it could be?
Well, the GM has sucked for the last few years. They've done nothing to help maintain a championship level team since winning it a couple of years ago. I mean, this is Nikola Jokic and a bunch of dudes, man. I mean, this is biggest split ever when it comes to the when he's on the court offensively compared to when he's off the floor. They're the best team when he's on the floor and the worst when he's off it offensively.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a split.
It's really, really bad. And so I'm sure Michael Malone, apparently Malone and the general manager had big time beef because I don't think Malone appreciated the way they've been team building for the last 2 years or whatever.
Yeah, ESPN just reported that it was a cold war between the two.
So instead of just getting rid of one, they said you're both out.
Like they were just MFing each other behind each other's backs. Okay. And it was just
it had gotten toxic.
Yeah, it was toxic.
All right. That kind of makes sense.
I respect that.
I thought Westbrook was a good addition. I thought that Christian Brown guy was a good draft pick.
Nice draft pick, yeah.
And to have Porter, Gordon, Murray, Westbrook, Jokic, they just don't have any depth after that. I think what happened to them and is going to happen to a lot of championship teams is once you win it, you have a level of depth on your roster that's really unsustainable. And as those guys come up for free agency, you have to be willing to go way into luxury tax land.
Mm-hmm.
In order to keep this thing together.
No doubt.
And that's what Boston is able to do because of their wealth. Maybe in Denver, the owner, you know, doesn't have that deep pockets.
Kroenke, though. I think he's the third or fourth wealthiest owner in the NBA.
He's got three pro sports teams.
A lot of these billionaires still like to run it for profit.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, Golden State could be like, sure, we'll have a $300 million payroll, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, we're swimming in dough over here. But I don't know. You know, maybe they just made a decision. I think it was Bruce Brown and it was Kentavious Caldwell-Pope who were wing players that gave them defense and offense and made them 8-9 deep and was a major, major problem. Those guys walk, and now, you know, they're just one of the better teams in the West. Okay, Paige Becker's not the only elite women's player coming to DFW this year. Former Notre Dame guard Olivia Miles has announced she is transferring to TCU.
Good for her.
Could have been a lottery pick, but wanted to keep playing college basketball. 48% shooter last year, 40 from three. As Mark Campbell in year three in Fort Worth has turned this Big 12 cellar dweller into a national power.
Remember us doing the story about them playing with all those walk-ons?
Yeah.
That was only a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had to have open tryouts.
Open tryouts, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Notre Dame collapsed down the stretch. They couldn't come together after their star point guard, Hannah Hidalgo, made an anti-gay relationship post last summer, which she has since apologized for, but apparently it alienated a bunch of her teammates, and as soon as they could, they were out of there. Mm. Didn't like her. They couldn't find healing ways. And as a result of that, I think the team peaked at maybe number one at some point in the regular season, but went out in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, that was a big surprise. That makes a lot more sense, though, getting some of that context, because they were dominant this year.
And Hidalgo's only a sophomore, so she's going to have to play two more years because she's young. She's not going to be able to get early eligible. So now they're going to try to rebuild around her at Notre Dame, which, you know, shouldn't be hard. She's a hell of a player. 22-7, I think, this Hidalgo kid.
That's strong.
There you go.
Okay, Chuck Wagon coming up next in the G-Bag of the Day. Zach, what do you got for us?
Well, we've got the Kuiper 2-Round Mock and the Cruise Curse. That's next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
To the nation.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. G-Bag of the Day in 8 minutes. Best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, internet, so on and so forth. This segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Go to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's the Frankels, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Wolchuk with his Chuck Wagon.
16 days away from the NFL draft, and we've got our annual Draft 101 event that will be on Thursday, April 17th. So it's going to be at the showroom right downstairs here, 4131 North Central Expressway in Dallas. We've got our Super Bowl winning scout, of course, Brian Broaddus, myself, Bobby Belt, DallasCowboys.com, of course, will be with us. We're going to have draft talk, debate, your questions. You don't have to sign up. You just show up. So 7 o'clock, I think doors are going to open at 6:45.
Yeah.
So you can get in line. We'll have Whataburger. We'll have plenty of giveaways. It's completely free. So we can't wait to see a Draft 101 a week from this Thursday right here. Should be a blast.
I'm pumped, dude. I enjoyed it last year because I got to stick around at the Star.
Yeah.
So this year will be no different. I'm going to be, once again, of course, just antagonizing you guys from the crowd.
Oh, as you should. Sure. You should. Maybe even bring some tomatoes, throw some of those at us if we just give it, you know, we're talking about the running backs in round one. Like, losers! Yeah. Just, hey, throw a haymaker at us there.
It'd be good theater.
We do have a fresh mock, and I think this is supposedly Kuiper's last mock.
It is.
It's what he's saying until he comes out with a mock a day before the draft and says, like, this is my actual mock. But he's sticking with what he's doing with the Dallas Cowboys here, but he's got Cam Ward going to one of the Titans. Seems like a foregone conclusion. We discussed that yesterday. Travis Hunter, the momentum's building. I'll have it 3 o'clock. What the Browns' reported plan is for him if they do take him at number 2. Is he going to play both ways? Is he a wide receiver? We'll find out. Stick around at 3. Abdul Carter, who did meet with the Giants yesterday, he's mocked to them at 3, so no Shador Sanders. Will Campbell, the offensive tackle of LSU. Go Tigers. Goes to the Pats at 4. What a rise for Will Campbell. Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Jacksonville. That seems like a foregone conclusion, as does Ashton Gentry to the Raiders at 6. The interesting one is Shador Sanders falling to the Saints at 9.
Yes.
Which the Saints are now the favorite to land Shador Sanders.
It should be.
Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan, goes right before the Cowboys. Pick 11 to the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm.
They could use a corner. And there might be some within the Cowboys that could be upset about that. Some might be happy about that. Sure. Okay, boom. That's a good one. So at number 12, Mel Kiper yet again has the Cowboys taking Omarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina. He admits that he was torn here. He does want to add a difference-making wide receiver next to CeeDee Lamb, but he's not sure Matthew Golden or Tet McMillan will go quite this early. Instead, he sees the Cowboys trying to improve the run game. They had a league low 6 rushing touchdowns last year. They've got Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, but neither have the home run ability of Omarion Hampton, who can scoot through holes, and scoot is a good way to describe it, and take off despite his 221-pound frame. He's been an advocate for first-round running backs, but team owner Jerry Jones is not afraid to address this position day one, according to Mel.
Yeah, I think they're in a situation right now, and Hampton was one of the 30
visits.
One of the 30 visits.
Pretty much visited with all the running backs.
This is Mel Kiper's second or third draft that he's picked Hampton.
3 in a row.
So usually you kind of feel like that maybe Mel might be onto something, because he was on with the Tyler Smith one.
It sure was.
Yeah, throughout that. So sure was, you got to always keep an eye on that. I was told that they would not take Hampton at 12.
12 is a little high.
That's, yeah, a little high.
I think Mel is hearing that the Cowboys like him. You know,
yeah,
and
I'm
he's doing his journalism opinion thing that he thinks that means they're going to take him at 12.
Yeah.
I think it means they hope he's there at 44.
I think the hope would be there. I think also they're probably doing their due diligence with the hope of, okay, these quarterbacks that are getting buzz, maybe there is an opportunity to slide back. And if you can slide back, Luther Burden's name they visited with, Hampton, Travion Henderson, the running back from Ohio State, maybe these are candidates in a trade back option. Now you visited and you got a little more information on the players, but at 12, yeah, look, I like Hampton, and I do want to address running back. I would not love that there at number 12. There's other players that I probably would prefer to go for.
You like Hampton, but there are others,
like him.
There's others that you have higher. And we all turn into really selfish people when we want them to draft the guys that we like.
Yeah,
but to them, they might, like I said, I had this guy tell me, he goes, I don't think we would take Hampton at 12, but you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Depends.
And so that's where you go, oh, okay, well, but the fact that they brought him in, I think that he is more of a trade back situation than he is take it 12 guy, if that's how you want to really play this.
Sure.
But, yeah, we'll see.
Second round, by the way, he has Tedrone McMillan falling all the way to 20 to the Denver Broncos.
He visited Denver. Take that back. Not Denver. Golden went to Tampa today, and Tampa's at 19.
Yeah, he had Nick Emmanuel-Worry, the safety, going to Tampa at 19.
Okay.
Golden,
that's a little rich for him, I believe.
Golden he had going to the Cardinals at 16.
Yeah.
So Golden was the second receiver, the first receiver off the board.
So Golden ahead of Tet.
Yeah, he had Golden at 16, Tet at 20.
Yeah.
And then the another quarterback, he did have a third quarterback going, Jackson Dart, 26 to the Rams. which would be pretty sexy if you're Jackson Dart going to the Rams and Sean McVay, and I get to sit for a year behind Stafford, and then maybe now I got the keys to that operation.
That'd be a really nice pick.
That'd be ideal. Do you guys buy the Todd McShay stuff about the noise around the Cowboys and Ted McMillan?
Yeah.
Noise that they like him
yeah.
or they don't like
him? But they like him.
I mean, I know for sure that there are a couple people
at 12
in that building that have him as the number one wide receiver. Now, I don't know if that's a consensus. I don't know that they've got their consensus board figured out. There might be others that do like Golden. There might be others that, I don't know where Igbuka and Burden fall into this. Mm-hmm. I had heard a few weeks back that Burden was the fourth of the choices, but things could have changed. They've met with him now.
Yeah.
Maybe they got some things cleared up with Burden.
I don't feel like that, even though if they never meet with Golden, I wouldn't say that he's out of the loop.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I would, you know, the fact that they talked to all four of the top ones, I think that's a good thing.
He has two quarterbacks going in round two. Shuck from Louisville going to the Browns at the top of the second round. Okay, Jalen Milroe.
We talked about that yesterday.
Then goes to the Giants at 34.
There you go.
Cowboys second round pick. He also has a Emeka Igbuka sliding to the second round, going to the Jags at 36. Mm. So does Luther Burden go in the second round to the Patriots at 38, the wide receiver out of Mizzou. Cowboys at 44, he has him taking Trey Amos, the cornerback out of Ole Miss. Mm. I'd be a fan of him. I heard Bobby talking this morning. Bobby doesn't like him. I do. I'm a fan of Amos's game. Now, I could understand maybe Maxwell Hairston, the corner out of Kentucky. Maybe he'd be a better fit because I think he can kick inside. I think Amos is an outside corner. I don't know that he's got the nickel flexibility, but I am a fan. The thing is, on the board still, Brian, was Benjamin Morrison, the corner from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And you're not – I mean, I think we both love Savon Rivel, the cornerback out of East Carolina. He was still on the board. I'd much rather go Rivel in this scenario.
Yeah, I would, and I think there's – but the people are having questions about the knee and stuff. Dr. Cooper did the surgery, by the way, on Rivel. So you'll have the knowledge of that one.
There's your
thank you, Wolf Chuck. Yeah, 2 weeks, 2 days till the draft. Stay locked with us. Our path to the draft coverage is brought to you by our friends at Pluckers. Join us at all Pluckers locations Thursday 4/24 for our annual draft day party. It's going to be amazing. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey, 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 hey. What's up, boys?
I heard that last week.
Hey, hey, hey.
I heard that. Hey. Where's that coming from?
I kept wanting it's Fat Albert.
Hey. What's up, boys?
I'm having flashbacks.
I love it, though, bro. That's my guy. So funny to me. All right, our winner and champ so far comes from the RJ and Championship. My bad. I rushed that. Dawson, can you put some sauce on this G-Bag of the Day, what it means?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The G-Bag of the Day is the best audio for the world of sports, talk radio, pop culture, or the internet. We play them all, vote on which one we like the best. That's your G-Bag of the Day.
There we go. There we go. Yes, our winner is from the RJ and Choppy Show, Bobby Belt. Yep. Made a diss track again for Zach and Eric. Yep. And while you were out there, Eric, Zach voted for it, bro.
Straight up voted for
just
it.
Just voted
huh?
for it, yeah.
I voted One. For it.
Yeah, boy. watch your guy.
Trying to throw the sword down and just
but watch your guy.
Wave the white flag.
I don't know. You might have to pat him down when he walks into the room now. Yeah.
I can't figure out if it was a beta move or an alpha move, you know, because it shows strength. Like, oh, yeah, cool. I can recognize that.
I was moving.
You're not thrown by this.
You got a pretty good song.
Yeah.
I heard your little song.
There you go. Yeah.
Solid. Yeah. I was going for the alpha move, but then we had to play it again for LA Live. I'm like, I'm not voting for this again.
Okay.
Screw this.
All right, here we go.
It had to be you guys.
It had to be you.
Had to be the nosebleeds. Bleeder! I thought we were cool. Okay.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Stop and blare this music as I get into my story time. Zach and Eric blew it when they stopped Young Belted just for time. Burned a bit to know that they would go and pick a fight with me. I'll tourniquet these hoes because I know just how to stop a bleed. Let me start with Wolchuk and I'll send him to his mommy's arms. He thinks that he's LeBron, but let's be honest, can't play Bronny's part. Bronny's hit so hard, he'll probably leave here with a busted lip. I'll post that shit on YouTube and I'll title it a custom vid.
Damn.
Got me feeling like Etou Brute. Bet the shit go 5 times and you have to hear it every day. Got that nostril plug, now the other one is trying to bleed. I forgot his name, like he's out here repping Micah P. Does he ever talk? I just don't know how Brody got this far. Probably should go back to selling all those busted lemon cars. G-Bag of the Decade, get your vote right, she a follow, and get the EpiPen because these nuts you about to
Yeah.
Ring him up.
Disrespectful.
Damn, dude. I hate how good it is.
The lemon cars.
It angers me. Yeah, the lemon car was good.
Man.
She a swallow. Heard that one before, but still packs a punch.
You heard that before?
Heard it before, but it still packs a punch.
I hope you folded that fool up. Yeah. I hope you folded him up, whoever said that to you.
Yeah. No, we had to... We had to put out some fires.
Okay, at least some words or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a little pushback.
A little something,
man. Can we talk?
I just imagine Bobby rapping this in front of his wife before he records it.
Oh, yeah.
What you thinking?
Yeah.
You like how I did this here?
Yeah.
You like that double entendre, babe?
Do you know what etude brute means, sugar?
No, I just had to Google it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, bro. All right, let's see. A resident of Upper Darby, Pennsylvania... We're going to a city council meeting right here. They're having a lot of issues in the city, per this resident. He says, and he's blaming it all on the mayor, Ed Brown, because that fool is a Cowboys fan.
Oh, Eddie. Yeah.
This is what happened, guys, residents of Upper Darby Township, when you elect a Cowboys fan to your government. 29 years of losing with this team. What do you expect with the leadership? This is a Cowboys fan. This guy follows the Cowboys. You see what type of leadership they have, and that's what you put your trust in. Cowboys fan. Sickening.
Yeah. Seems petty, but I don't think I'd vote for an Eagles fan. You know,
I sure would not.
Certainly wouldn't vote for anything Patrick Dumont wants to put out there for us to possibly vote on or against.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect if you want to be a mayor in whatever town, in a rival city of whatever you're a fan of, you gotta commit. Are you either going to be the mayor? Or are you going to be a fan of this team?
Right.
You got to throw in your fan card if you're going to go for the mayor spot.
Absolutely.
You just got to heel turn that thing. No, yep. I am an Eagles fan. How about that?
You got to be a man of the people.
Just lie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, lie about it. You're a politician anyway.
I did.
You
know, I lied every day.
To your DNA as a politician, right?
You're a damn politician. Lie about it, bro. Yeah. Part of the job.
Yeah. Where'd you tell him you were from, Brian?
Yeah. Waco, Austin, Midlothian. I told him every place in Texas but Dallas.
Rockwall.
From all over.
Yeah. I told him every place.
Have you ever heard of Brownsville?
Yeah.
It's pretty far down there.
Yeah. Made him look it up.
I got a mean case of cotton mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm talking about mean. It's right there in the back of the throat. It's not going away.
A little burn. That's tough.
And we know Carver won't make a water run for you. My heart breaks for you.
Keep crushing this water. It's just not going away. I'm going to call the plug. Like, hey, man, what is this?
What'd you give me?
What the hell is this, by the way? All right, Steph Curry, post game. The Warriors got beat by the Rockets last night, right?
Two nights ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Shoot, man.
Oh, that's
weed.
Bad.
That's weed.
Well, he was.
We'll be talking about that game for a long time.
It's physical. It was very physical. He was asked about his back and forth with the Rockets head coach, Ume Udoka. Yep. The one, ain't that the guy that fumbled Nia Long?
He did.
He was up there in Boston running through him, bro. He was popular guy. He was running through
popular
him.
Popular guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a little back and forth with Steph Curry, and they asked him about it in the post game up there with Draymond.
So, it is what it is.
Say to you, or I guess you, what was that conversation the cameras caught entering halftime?
He had made a reservation at International Smoke and then he canceled it, and so I was kind of upset with him, and we went back and forth on that.
You like that one?
Plug.
Yeah, I know. You're in the business now.
You show up to mask you either, so it was hot.
He made a reservation at International Smoke and then canceled. Didn't want none of this smoke. Yeah. Double entendre right there because Steph Curry owns a restaurant called International Smoke.
Oh, okay. That's a hell of a plug right there.
It's a plug and a shot at the man. Yeah. He canceled his reservation at this smoke. He ain't want none of this.
That's impressive.
Heat I had for him.
I hope they play in the playoffs because they did lock him down. Steph Curry just stopped shooting.
It was like a historically bad night.
Yeah. I was like, is Steph okay? Did he get old? Right? Yeah. Over like walking around looking at his shoes.
Looking at your shoes?
Yeah.
What's going on?
He's tied.
Yeah.
They did the same thing to Jimmy Butler. Like, Butler shot five times. This Rockets defense is different, dude.
It is real. Yeah. It is real.
You feel like we needed our overlaffer guy for this press conference?
Oh, yeah.
Get the Kelsey's in there.
Oh, yeah. Bro, you didn't hear the exhibit stuff. I'll play one clip for you in LA Live.
Dude, it was so good.
I listened to exhibit.
If he would have been part of that post game, that would have been even better.
He would have died. Yeah, I listened to a whole hour of exhibit while cleaning the house. He was doing an interview, and it was just the whole time, bro.
That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, Steph was on a run where he'd scored like 35 and 38, yeah, 40 something. Yeah. He got three.
Three.
Guy had 3 points the other night.
That's crazy.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote?
Yeah, we can do that.
Is it Bob Belt, our current champion, one time looking for two? Is it the Upper Darby, Pennsylvania citizen calling out their Cowboys mayor? Or is it Steph Curry?
All he said was, he's a Cowboys fan. He follows the Cowboys.
Think about it.
What the
hell?
You elected a Cowboys.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to vote for Bobby Belt, Chief. How about you?
I like that Steph Curry smoke right there.
Yeah, that was a good line.
I thought that was great.
Shoot, man. The Upper Darby guy.
Oh.
Still tied at one, Wolf Chuck.
Yeah, buddy.
Give me, coach.
Yeah, this Bobby's a hot potato on this little list. Everybody trying to stay away.
Well, I don't know what's funnier, just to end it now or take him to four times and make him honorary once again.
Do it again.
I did like that bit.
That would be a funny
thing. So I rescind my vote. I vote for Bob.
Do it again.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Vote rescinded. You voted for the mayor?
I did.
Okay. No, I voted for Steph.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so we're at 2-1 now, Wolchuk. That was coach? What'd you say, coach?
Yeah, I'm going to go with coach. I'm going to stick with that one.
Which one's the coach one?
Hidoka.
He went over there.
Steph and coach. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bobby right.
canceled his reservation with this smoke.
By a score of 3-1-1, and still G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Bobby Belt, who you can hear weekdays with Sean and RJ, 6-10. Yeah, weekday mornings here on The Fan. Okay, Sans is going to join us. He's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. We'll talk Rangers baseball with Jared next in the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Jonah Himes coming up at 3:20. It's time now for Jared Sandler to join us and give us a Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And blue is a good color to describe Chicago in many ways. Sans, how are we doing? Any warmer today?
No, it's not, and I guess the real key is the wind, and I'm told that the wind should have a similar pattern today, which means going in from left, that's not a good thing. But no, it's game time temperature should be around 34 degrees like it was last night.
So do you think the cold's a legit excuse for how they struggled?
Yesterday or like so far this year?
Oh, yesterday.
It's not... It certainly is a fair explanation. Now, the Cubs scored 7 runs, right? And while you could say, well, they're used to it, and yes, they are used to playing in colder weather than the Rangers, 34 degrees is pretty extreme. That's not the norm. I think one of the fun nuggets from the game time temperature yesterday, it was colder yesterday than it was for the puck drop of the Winter Classic that was held at Wrigley Field a few months ago. So, I mean, it was extreme. I think, at the end of the day, the Cubs just, they did some little things a little bit better with the opportunities they had on the bases. And Justin Steele was really, really good. Now, Justin Steele's not pitching tonight. Jameson Taillon is. And not that he's not a good pitcher, but, this is a guy that the Rangers should at least have some opportunities against. But they're not going to be able to rely on the long ball. And, the Rangers offense has not gone off to a good start at all. Part of the reason why they have won 8 games is that while they aren't getting a ton of hits, a relatively high percentage of their hits have left the yard. And so that's just not going to be a strategy that will pay dividends here tonight if the wind is blowing in again from left field like it was last night.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the good news is he's not a lefty ace tonight, right?
Yeah, I mean... And I'll tell you, it's not like Justin Steele's got overpowering stuff. His fastball must play up because he makes 91 miles an hour look like 97 with the swings he gets from hitters. But yeah, I mean, he's, Jameson Taillon is not as good as Justin Steele. And I would just say that in general right now, the lineup, especially without Josh Young, who they will have tonight but didn't have last night, the lineup is probably a little better equipped to face a righty than they are a lefty at this present time with, who they have healthy and who's hitting and who's not.
What are we thinking about the Patrick Corbin debut, expectations for him tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think in general, the hope is that he'll be able to give the team at least five innings, hopefully six innings regularly. It's not as important tonight because their bullpen is actually pretty well rested, but it doesn't mean you can't still save bullets. You know, one thing he brings that the Rangers don't have with Cody Bradford hurt is a left-handed pitcher who can throw multiple innings, you know, be it in a long relief role or in Patrick Corbin's case as the starter, which, you know, there's value there. And then, you know, obviously you look at his numbers and, I mean, I'm not going to try and convince you that his baseball reference page from the last couple of years at the back of his baseball card is going to paint a masterpiece. He has not been very good, but the Rangers feel like he's made some adjustments and that those adjustments, specifically his cutter against righties, which is something he started doing more of in the second half last year, that those adjustments are going to pay dividends. And then the other thing is, he's not the strikeout pitcher he used to be. And so the Nationals had one of the worst defenses behind him the last couple of years. The Rangers are hoping that, you know, to some degree, having a better defense will help him. But I think the primary objective for Patrick Corbin is going to be to, you know, give this team innings. And when he hands the ball over to Bruce Bochy, that they still have a chance to win. No one's going to look for him to be an ace or an all-star or anything like that.
What's the big picture perspective here on Cody Bradford? As the club just announced the transactions, they transferred him to the 60-day IL with that elbow sprain. Opening day, KNC's out there. It seemed like we got good news on Cody Bradford. Has it not been positive news? Well, what are you hearing about him?
Well, maybe we find out differently today, but the 60-day IL thing is more just procedural. He wasn't going to be ready within the 60 days, but you just don't typically make those moves unless you need to. So, you know, you're going to put a guy, you're going to leave a guy in his case as a pitcher on the 15-day IL until you need to clear a 40-man spot, which they did, or they needed to do by, you know, purchasing Caleb Bosley's contract. He's going to be up as Harrison Garabito's option. So, Zach, it could be nothing. It could be, you know, hey, it just, this was the time we actually needed a 40-man spot. And so we put him on the 60. He's probably, I think, unless the timeline has changed, a week or so away from starting to play catch. And so my guess is that there won't be an update until he starts playing catch, but maybe that timeline got moved up. Maybe he played catch and it didn't go well. You know, we haven't spoken to Boach yet or gotten any sort of update. So I guess it is possible, but it is also possible that this is nothing and it's just a procedural thing, like I mentioned.
Jared, you have a outstanding relationship with a lot of people in that clubhouse, but mainly one with when you're talking with the shortstop there. And I was just curious about with Corey Seager, when he's going through a rough patch like this, is he a guy that changes the way he is in the clubhouse, or is he a guy you just stay away from, or how does that dynamic work when you're trying to maybe approach him and talk to him?
No, yeah, I mean, I think he's the same guy. I mean, he's still, you know, playing cards and talking crap and, you know, being the same, you know, having the same kind of way about him. You know, I thought you were about to ask, you know, is he someone who tinkers a lot with his swing in these situations? And I think, you know, with Corey, it's all about body positioning. And I think sure, he's been tinkering a lot with, you know, getting his body in the right place to get off his best swing. But no, I mean, to your question, no, I mean, he's the same guy. Now, Corey is incredibly competitive, and he came from the Dodgers where they won a lot. And so he expects to win. And winning a regular season game is better than losing, but you're not going to see Corey, you know, want to throw a party just because they won a regular season game. Now, in the same token, when the team is losing, you know, that's going to fire him up not a bad way, like it's negative, but you know, he's not going to be fired up in a positive way. So if he's struggling and the team's losing, he's going to carry some of that burden. If he's struggling and the team's winning, I don't think you're going to see Corey upset because he understands how the game goes and he's going to go through stretches. And so because the team's 8-3, I don't think it's been as much of a burden on him as it would be if they were 3-8.
Jared, what's the plan tomorrow with a 1:20 start if it's snowing and raining in the middle of the afternoon? Are we going to jump in here and do a show after all tomorrow?
That's a good question. I think I'm pretty sure both teams have an off day on Thursday. So it's possible, given that this is the only time the Rangers are playing the Cubs this season, that they would try and take advantage of that mutual off day on Thursday. They could also obviously push it to the second half. But yeah, I don't know. I think because of the mutual off day, it's very possible they might be a little quicker to call the game. But from what I've been told, they like to open the gates at Wrigley and sell some food and sell some beer before any decisions are made. So I don't know how early that decision will be made.
Are we going to get official word on Josh Young, or did you just give it to us? Is he back in the lineup?
Yeah, he's been activated. The lineup has been come out. I would assume he's in the lineup, but he has been activated off the IL, so he should be in there, ready to go tonight.
Thanks, Jared. Have a great night, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow afterwards.
Sounds good, fellas. Take care.
He is at Jared Sandler here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. NFL news of the daytime. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
All right, should we be bracing for playoff format changes? Howie's at it again, and this draft guru explains why he mocked this receiver to the Cowboys. That's next.